Addressing the General Assembly shortly after the session ended at midnight, Governor Malloy praised lawmakers for passing a balanced budget without raising taxes.
Connecticut, unlike most other states, has not and will not balance its books on the backs of local property taxpayers.
The budget deal came after lawmakers learned a couple of weeks ago that a projected $500 million surplus had plunged to $43 million. That drop prompted Malloy to abandon a proposed $55 per person tax rebate. Malloy also thanked lawmakers for making Connecticut the first in the nation to pass a bill that would increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour by 2017.
What we've done on the minimum wage, along with our efforts to implement and preserve the earned income tax credit, has made Connecticut a national leader in lifting families out of poverty.
Other bills that were passed include one that provided for a temporary moratorium on fracking waste in Connecticut, and another that allows people adopted before October 1, 1983, to have access to their birth certificates. There was also a bill that approved a $400 million tax deal with United Technologies Corporation in return for a UTC promise to invest $500 million of its own money in upgrades to its Pratt & Whitney, Sikorsky, and UTC aerospace facilities in Connecticut. Some of the bills that didn't make it include one that would have allowed juvenile offenders with lengthy sentences a chance for parole, and another that would have given the victim of a chimpanzee attack the right to sue the state. Ebong Udama, WSH News.